AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel says two hostages were released by Hamas today. More are expected to be released later. It comes as a truce between Israel and Hamas was extended. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says this might not be the last day of the truce.
We're working at it literally by the hour to see if we can get this seventh day turned into an eighth and ninth and tenth and beyond. But all I can do is tell you where we are right now, and we're glad that we got a seventh day out of this.
At least 10 Israelis a day, along with other nationals, have been released during this truce in return for Israel's release of at least 30 Palestinian prisoners. An appeals court is reinstating a gag order that barred former President Donald Trump from commenting about court personnel after he repeatedly disparaged a law clerk in his New York civil fraud trial. Trump has been very vocal at this trial.
This is a case that should have never been brought. It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court. The court was the fraudster in this case.
Trial Judge Arthur Engoron, who imposed the restriction, said he now plans to enforce it rigorously and vigorously. Trump attorney Christopher Keis calls it a tragic day for the rule of law. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure cooled last month. The latest sign, price pressures are waning in the face of high interest rates and moderating economic growth. A federal watchdog will investigate how the Biden administration chose a site for a new FBI headquarters in Maryland following a contentious competition marked by allegations of conflict of interest. You may see the impact of this at the gas pump. The OPEC oil cartel, led by Saudi Arabia, made another big swipe at propping up lagging crude oil prices, expanding some output cuts into next year. Oklahoma executed a man today who claimed he acted in self-defense when he shot and killed two men in Oklahoma City in 2001. Philip Hancock's execution went forward once the governor declined to commute his sentence. This is AP News. The Academy Awards will start an hour earlier. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
The Oscars usually start at 8 p.m. Eastern, which means the winner of Best Picture is announced after 11 p.m. and sometimes well after 11 on a Sunday night. ABC is hoping more people will stick around until the end if the broadcast starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. In fact, ABC is so confident the awards will end by 10:30 that it plans to air a new episode of Abbott Elementary right after. The Academy Awards are set for March 10th, with nominations coming out January 23rd. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Researchers in South Africa say they've rediscovered a species of mole with an iridescent golden coat and the ability to almost swim through sand dunes. The De Winton's golden mole hasn't been seen for more than 80 years and was thought to be extinct. It was found to be still alive on a beach on the west coast of South Africa. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.